交流品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
Selina 咧就而家想访问一个喺 Salt Spring Island 嘅 artist， 佢其实咧就系一个画家嚟嘅，叫做 Rolando。不如请 Rolando 介绍下自己。Rolando， tell us about yourself。
I'm a visual artist who live on Salt Spring Island, and I do a lot of various paintings and watercolors, oils, and encaustics. Encaustics is a beeswax painting.
咁啊 ，Rolando 咧话咧，佢咧就系一个画家，咁佢咧就系画啲画咧，就多数咧都用油画啦、水彩画啦。亦都有一種咧就好特別喎，叫做 beeswax 喎，即係話咧啲風嘅蠟嚟到畫嘅喎。So what is the technique about the beeswax?
The beeswax is basically a regular beeswax. I melt it, I add pigments, colored pigments to it. I stir it really well, and that's what I use as my medium to paint on the substrate.
佢咧就將嗰啲蜜蜂嘅蠟咧，就先咧就係將佢有啲顏色咗，然後咧跟住咧佢咧就將佢畫落嗰啲嘢，畫落啲畫布度啊，咁樣即係好似一幅畫咁樣樣。咁佢咧就用嗰個咧嚟到畫好多嘢。咁我知道佢仲有咧就係用一啲木嚟到挑刻嘅一啲作品喎。I know that there are also wood block that you're using. This is very unique.
Yes, it's the wood blocks. It's not really unique. It's what the classics did long time ago. That's what they used to reproduce newspapers and media, and it's all done by hand.
Oh,
but today it's an art form because each image is engraved into the wood blocks, and they create a visual.
So I know that you have lots of things, either the print and also t-shirts too.
T-shirts is what I used to do when I was younger, and I really enjoy making T-shirts. And hopefully people can enjoy what I have to offer. I do fish T-shirts and, you know, things like that. It's really enjoyable to make. I really enjoy them.
他還整一些 T-shirt 啦，咁咧就係有一啲魚嘅一啲嘅圖案啦，然後咧就係用 silk screen 咧就將佢整成嘅喎。咁啊呢啲咧就係一啲嘅 T-shirt 啊製成嘅。咁我知道咧 ，Rolando 咧就喺 Salt Spring 原來唔係好耐嘅啫。How long have you been in Salt Spring?
Actually, we haven't been on Salt Spring that long. We came from Toronto 7 years ago. And we decided to change our life and pack the van and start driving west, and we ended up on Salt Spring Island.
原来咁样嘅，佢原来七年前咧就喺多伦多过嚟嘅，咁喺多伦多过嚟之后咧，佢话啊，不如咧就整架 van， 然后咧就喺嗰边咧一路揸车过嚟，咁啊一路揸到嚟呢度之后咧，就喺呢个 Salt Spring Island 咧就喺呢度落籍啦吓，咁就喺呢度咧就喺呢个 Salt Spring Island。佢自己觉得个 Salt Spring Island 点样咧 ？How you feel about the island？
Oh, it's a wonderful island. It's a nice community. The people really support each other. They're really curious of what you have to offer, and I'm also curious what they have to offer. So it really works well that way. It's a really nice community.
佢話咧 ，Salt Spring 咧係一個好好嘅社區。咁有啲朋友咧都好奇怪佢哋係啲咩啦。咁佢亦都咧係可以咧就同其他啲鄰居啊或者咧其他嘅社區嚟到即係溝通啊咁樣。咁相信嚟講咧，我知道 Salt Spring 有好多嘅 artist 啦。咁佢係其中一個。咁佢點樣可以將佢嘅作品咧就係即係俾佢哋其他嘅知道咧咁？How you promote your stuff? There are so many people in Salt Spring, doing art.
Well, I am to promote myself. Basically, it's just a matter of getting involved into the community. I do my work. I tell people this is what I do, and the more people I meet, the more curious of what I do, and it's because of the community. The word really gets around. Oh, that's Rolando, and this is what he does. And that's basically the basic promotional thing that happens.
嗯，是啊，他說最重要的就是其實呢，他們呢，就是參與社區裡面，那就多些自己做他的，那些製作啦，那另外呢，就是跟很多的，附近的朋友傾，咁啊多啲嚟到自己參與喺呢個社區裏邊咧，就可以令到自己嘅作品咧更加可以知道啦。今日咧非常之多謝阿 Rolando，Thank you so much Rolando。
Thank you。
係啦，咁咧另外一個嘉賓咧就係 Ben 喎，咁佢亦都係Salt Spring Island 嘅居民嚟嘅。So Ben，how long have you been living in Salt Spring Island？
We started the farm 3 years ago, and we moved from Vancouver to Salt Spring to start the farm.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of farm is that?
It's primarily a lavender farm, but we also grow a plant called Immortelle or Helichrysum, and we distill Helichrysum oil and lavender oil.
Mm-hmm. 咁佢哋咧就大概咧三年前咧就喺温哥华就搬去 Salt Spring Island 啦。咁佢哋又种两种嘅植物，一种咧就系 lavender， 即系薰衣草啦。另外咧就有个叫做 immortelle。immortelle 咧其实咧好似菊类咁样嘅植物嘅。So I know a lot of people know lavender, but the other one maybe you have to explain to me a little bit to the audience.
Yes, immortelle grows originally in the Mediterranean in Corsica and Sardinia.And it's been used for quite a long time for healing skin. So it's very good for cuts or bruises or scrapes. And it's often used in cosmetics for skin creams and eye wrinkle creams and things like that.
咁原來呢一種菊類嘅植物咧，佢就最好咧就係其實係護膚嗰方面啊。譬如話有啲損傷啊，或者係護膚等咧，都好多時會見到呢一啲咁嘅植物嘅或者係一啲嘅精油啊。咁佢哋種呢啲植物之餘咧，其實係提煉佢哋嘅精油，咁然後咧就將佢擺落唔同嘅物品嗰度。So is it difficult to, like, growing is one part and distilling is another part, right? So
yes.
Is this really a whole year operation?
It's a big part of the year. We're starting really to work in the fields again now in March. And we get the plants ready, prune them, get them in nice shape. And then they start flowering around end of June, early July.And then we go into a harvesting phase in July and August through September. We have different varieties and they mature at different times.
咁通常咧，佢話咧三月咧就開始種，就即係整好個地啊，種啊。咁大概咧六七月到咧就可以見到啲花。咁然後咧就係九月到咧就即係開始收成。So in September, around September, that you can have all these flowers ready, right?
Actually, by September, most of the flowers are finished and,、
oh, okay.
and already harvested. The immortelle is harvested last,、and it's around end of August, early September. And our first lavenders get harvested around early June. And、
oh.
then we have other varieties that...get harvested through June, July, and August.
原來咧就由六月開始咧，都薰衣草咧就可以開始收成。咁要睇下佢唔同嘅品種，然後咧就每個時間都有。So is there a lot of varieties?
We have 10 different varieties of
lavender. 10 different
plus the helichrysum. Yeah, well, we grow specific lavender for essential oils. We have 2 varieties of lavender for that. We grow one for culinary purposes.And we also grow some for fresh flowers. And we also have some ornamental.
原來咧，佢話咧，薰衣草有兩種咧，佢專門咧就愛嚟做精油、提煉精油嘅。另外一種咧就係可以咧就係嚟到食嘅，或者可能啲餐館嚟到食。有另外一啲咧就可能咧就係淨係攞嚟睇嘅咁樣樣。咁所以咧，淨係薰衣草咧都幾累喎。咁佢提煉嗰方面我就有好有興趣，因為我見到佢哋啲產品都係有啲提煉就。I'm very interested about the distillery part. Like, how is that going to do? Like the flowers, and are you steaming it or whatever you're doing?
Yes, we use a very old method of steam distilling the flowers. And the type of, we have copper stills, and the basic design of the copper stills is about 1,000 years old. And it's still...the process is basically still the same as it was invented in the time of the Moors in Spain.
哇！咁原來咧，佢話咧就係即係如果提煉呢啲精油咧，佢哋咧就擺一個銅製嘅一個嘅器皿嗰度啦，然後咧就慢慢咧就係用蒸汽咁樣。咁話呢啲咁嘅方法咧，即係古時代咧一路用開流傳到而家咧，都係佢哋係咁樣做法嘅喎。咁so it takes how long to get it oil come out from the flower?
A distillation takes about an hour and a half, and we fill the still with flowers, and we boil water to create steam, and it takes about an hour and a half for the steam to go through and take all the oil out of the flowers.
So the remaining is just the steam and the oil from the flower?
Yes, so once the steam passes through the flowers, we condense the steam, and then you get a distilled water, but it now has essential oil in it, and then we separate the oil and the water, and you can use both products.
Oh, wow, 原來講你的程序都很特別，就是要好像放在那個缸那裡，即是那個銅缸那裡，就擺了一些花，然後就有些水，蒸氣就將些水 過幾鐘頭就提煉，然後有這些精華在水裡，但上面就是他們的精油。哇，講起來都好。另外剛才說的另外一個 plant 那種也未硬一點，他說硬一點就 Immortal is later harvest, right?
Yes, Immortal is harvested around end of August to early to mid-September at the latest. So it's a very late bloomer, this particular plant.
這個就硬一點，大概是9月、10月。不同的植物是否有不同的效果? So lavender, so we all know I love lavender. Mm-hmm. So they're all different, essential have different purpose, right?
Yes. The two most familiar for most people are English lavenders and French lavenders. And the English lavenders are typically, they have a very sweet and soft and floral scent, and they get used in things like perfumes or a diffuser at home.
英國式的薰衣草通常就是那些薰香比較味道濃一點，很多時候都會在香水類的製品會見到的。
Mm-hmm. And then the other side is the French lavenders, or the varieties that are similar to French, and they have a much stronger and sharper lavender fragrance, and they make wonderful sachets or potpourri, or they also make nice oils, but the oil scent is different than the English lavender.
咁法國亦都有，即係有個法國嘅薰衣草，咁嗰種味道咧就比較強烈少少，咁咧就係亦都係有其他一啲嘅目的，咁咧亦都可以製成一啲嘅，即係佢個味道可能咧香味咧同英國式嗰種有啲唔同。 You talk about the lavender for culinary, like the eating, right?
Yes.
So it's different kind too.
Mostly English lavenders are used for culinary, and we grow one specific type of English that we only use for culinary. And the English lavenders, because they're softer taste, they have a little sweeter taste. They're better to use in things like scones or cookies or ice cream or chocolate, at the sweet end of the spectrum. But you can also use, I barbecue salmon, and I like to sprinkle a little bit of lavender buds on the salmon and then steam or poach the fish.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Taste.咁佢話咧就如果係用嚟食嘅咧，佢通常咧都係依個English lavender啦。咁佢話咧，佢哋咧就可以咧整咗嚟咧，然後咧好多用途嘅喎，可以擺落啲焗嘅嘢啦、scone 啊，或者甚至擺雪糕啊。咁佢話咧，佢自己咧焗三文魚咧都常中意咧擺少少 lavender 喺度。哇，咁啊又香又好味，非常之靚添啊嚇。Do you open your farm though, Ben?
Yes, people can come in the summertime. We actually open in April,
mm-hmm.
and through the summer, we basically go all the way to Thanksgiving, and people can come, and we do tours of the farm, and they can see how our distillery is set up, and just enjoy the flowers.
Mm-hmm. And they can buy the stuff from your from your gift shop too, right?
Yes, we have a little gift shop at the farm as well.
Mm-hmm. 咁佢話咧，佢嗰個喺Salt Spring Island嘅農場咧，佢就可以開放4月咧，至到大概咧就去到10月度啦，都開放嘅喎。咁佢咧俾大家睇下佢點樣提煉呢啲精油啦。當然啦，你哋都可以買到。咁佢個 farm 咧就係 lavender and black aromatic fields。咁可以咧，大家去到咧同阿 Ben 傾下啦。Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you so much.